Hey everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump, first episode of 2018. I'm Cameron.
I'm Cody.
I've got popcorn. But I'm Honey.
That's so. His name in French.
Yep.
No, I've literally got a bowl of popcorn in front of me. I'm eating it.
Okay.
But that is also his name in French.
So. Yeah, that was just the long form of it. I literally have a bowl of popcorn in front of me and I'm eating it. In French, it's Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. That makes way more sense than what I was thinking.
Yep.
So,
anyway. .com.
So, welcome back to the show. We did take a brief hiatus due to the holidays. So, thank you for joining us again. Speaking of the holidays, haven't actually seen you guys in a while. Yeah. So, how were your holidays?
Well, I got frozen in carbonite.
Again?
Yeah. So, that wasn't great.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. And I still have some of the carbonite sickness.
Yeah.
I can't see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Last time your wiener broke off, too. That was really rough.
And I fell in the Sarlacc pit that one time.
Yeah. You got better, though.
Yeah, I got better. Turns out, most things that eat you have an exit.
Yeah.
No.
Usually.
Anyway. How about you guys?
Well, I didn't get turned into Sarlacc poop, but I did celebrate Christmas at my in-laws. And they have a really cool patio that the fire pit made it kind of look in the snow like the Death Star.
Ooh.
Mm.
So that was kind of neat.
I weirdly still have one more Christmas to go to.
With who?
My family.
You guys didn't do yours yet?
Not yet, no. I have to go. It's this Sunday. We have to go do Christmas because, like, we were going to do it before Christmas, but somebody got sick or something, so we had to postpone it, and this was the first time everyone was free again.
Ah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That's an extended holiday. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Nice. What about you?
Well, on Christmas, I was playing a new video game I got, Destiny 2, which is amazing, by the way. And then all of a sudden, the ceiling started leaking on me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because apparently, pipe busted in our upstairs restroom.
So, yeah.
And thankfully, though, only a few drops hit me. I got them. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, like, downpour of liquid. I was like, oh, that was toilet water. That could have been, like, horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad enough, the little bit that hit my knee. But,
yeah. That's how you get pregnant.
No.
No?
It's not. It's at not. All.
People have been lying to me for years.
Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You should not get your facts from meth-addicted hobos on the street.
Wikipedia is where I get my facts.
Yeah, meth-addicted hobos. Yeah,
exactly. Same thing. So. Well, that's fun. Yeah, so as we had talked about last month, which of course was Star Wars month, we never got to episode 4, which was our all about the expanded universe. So that's what we're gonna.
And we just said, "Screw it, we'll do it live," and then we screamed that louder, right?
I think that's how it worked.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but nobody hit record, so it didn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna
mostly just screamed at each other for an hour,
which is really what we do every week.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah, because we're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I must be popular. Pretty good.
We're really good at this.
I have not vacuumed in this room for years, so I'd leave it.
I don't even know where it went anyway.
I would not eat it if you find it.
That's fine.
Nope, it's gone.
Alright. So,
I'll leave it for like a rodent or something.
Yeah. Those things, those foxes with the ears that tell you when storms are coming, that's what got it.
Yeah. I'm glad we figured out what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Star Wars.
Yep. Because you're not done hearing about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be talking about the expanded universe. So for those who don't know, Star Wars is not just a trilogy of films, although at one point it actually was just a trilogy of films.
Even though George Lucas at one point tried to say, no, my whole vision was to have 3 movies before those and 3 movies after. Yeah, no, it was only ever originally a trilogy.
Right.
I silenced my phone. What the heck?
Apparently you didn't.
What the deuce?
You are a liar. So, but really, actually, even before it was a trilogy, there was actually a book that came out that kind of put a capper on the end of... it took place after...
No, I silenced the media.
How did I do that?
You're
so bad at technology.
I am. That's why you guys
are... You shouldn't silence the media. That is our First Amendment rights.
I silence whoever I want.
That's true. I've seen it.
Let the rich Republicans do that for us.
Mm. I wish I was rich.
I was going to say that.
That was it first.
I was going to say I was a rich Republican, though.
Oh.
Because I wouldn't feel bad about being rich.
I don't want to be a Republican.
Okay.
Nor should you. Nor should any of us. But anyway. So there was a book that came out after A New Hope called Splinter of the Mind's Eye, which is not even remotely canon, but it was written just in case Star Wars was a huge failure.
Right.
And it was going to be a sequel to A New Hope.
Ah.
And it actually featured a scene.
Master Splinter.
Yeah.
From the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Became a Jedi. Yeah. Oh, I'd pay to see that.
He pretty much is a Jedi.
Yeah, but with a lightsaber. Of him with a lightsaber, though.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would be so cool.
He had the action figure had a walking stick that you pulled it out.
Yeah,
and
it was a sword.
Had a dagger in it. Yeah,
that was always fun. You could have that with a lightsaber.
I mean, even the newest rendition of it, he's got like a jade staff. That would be really cool as a lightsaber.
That would be. And the Technodrome could be the Death Star.
Yeah. You can fund our new projects, TMNT Star Wars Edition at. No, that'd be cool, though, right?
That would be cool, definitely.
I don't think we'd get the rights to either of those franchises.
No, probably not.
No, we don't have the money for that.
Yeah.
We can't compete with Disney.
We barely have the money to buy the toys for Star Wars and Ninja Turtles.
Right. I have a screwdriver.
I actually sold some of my Star Wars toys recently because I needed money.
Mm. All right.
For crack.
No.
To fix the crack in your house.
Oh! I thought you meant for drugs. I was like, no. I don't buy drugs.
Star Wars.
That's the sad portion of our episode. But no, Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
I wanted to go right back into Ninja Turtles.
I know you did. Too bad. It actually featured a scene where Darth Vader dies.
Ooh.
If I recall correctly, he falls off a cliff. Because, you know, that's how the Dark Lord is really going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean...
That's how I go out. Actually, I
can... One of them did get shucked off of a ledge, basically.
Palpatine?
By Darth Vader?
Well, he got thrown
Darth
down.
Maul. I said chucked off a ledge.
Alright, fine.
Darth Maul got kicked off a ledge. Well, he was in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of falling for the Sith.
They fall a lot. Well, they don't have their own legs half the time.
Luke fell out of that one thing in Cloud City that one time.
Yeah, he was missing.
He only had one hand. Yeah, I was going to say, he only
Jedi's
had one
fall
hand.
A lot. Just anybody who can use the Force end up falling a lot.
Mace Windu, didn't he fall out the window?
Yeah, he fell out the window.
Windu fell out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
They have a weird thing with falling in the Star Wars universe, don't they?
Yep. And cutting off appendages.
Yeah, well, that one I understand.
And incest.
Actually, a lot of them get cut in half a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because even Snoke got cut in half.
Spoilers!
If you haven't seen Last Jedi.
Well, if they listen to our last episode,
they could be starting
weeks
with,
ago.
They might be
I'm
starting
pretty
with
sure.
this one.
I'm honestly. Pretty sure everyone's seen The Last Jedi at this point. Who's
not going to see it?
Separate people who haven't. I don't know. Anyway, but, Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah. Which we. That's what we were.
Yeah, we were talking about Star Wars.
No.
So, anyway, that's that book. Right. I really don't remember much about it other than the purpose of it.
Never heard of it.
It did kind of launch the expanded universe, and because a lot of it was books originally before we had any other, you know, spin-offs. We had books. And we did have the cartoon spin-offs, actually.
Right.
Which we didn't really talk too much about.
Droids and Ewoks?
Droids and Ewoks.
Yeah. I've never really watched either one of them, but they look horrible.
I've tried watching the droids fairly recently because I think it was on Netflix or Hulu or something like that, and it hurt me.
It was rough. Even I remember watching it as I'm pretty sure either middle school or like late grade school. They released it on video, and I rented them. And even as a kid, they were a little rough.
Yeah.
I do remember watching Ewoks when it was actually aired. Like it was a Saturday morning cartoon, and I remember liking it then. But that was again. You know, I was like 4 or 5.
Right.
I didn't know anything.
Talking teddy bears, flashing colors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
But yeah. So that was the first attempt at a cartoon.
Right.
There would be some more later on.
Have you heard about the first attempt at the comics for Star Wars at all yet? Is that in your magic book of knowledge?
It was going to be. Okay. I'm assuming we're talking about the Marvel run.
Yeah.
Yep.
That came out before the movie. Or they started making before the movie or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Those were fun. Those were actually, I think, the very first comic books I ever owned were some of the Marvel Star Wars.
Oh, those probably worth some money now if you still have them.
I actually still do. Oh, okay. They're among the few old comics that I still have. Nice. And I actually still try to get them now and again. There's renewed interest, so they're worth a lot more now.
Right.
So they're pretty, back issues are pretty expensive. They used to be like $5-6. Now they're like 20.
Oh, nice.
Depending on where you go. But those were a lot of fun. There was a character named, crap.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
It would be a bad name.
I'm going to name a character.
Should research.
I'm writing a comic.
Nice.
I'm going to name a character real crap.
You should. I'm going to say it was Jackson. Jackson, but it was like J-A-X-X-O-N.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was the Green Rabbit dude. He looked like...
What?
It was real dumb.
He was real.
You mean real Bucky O'Hare?
He was basically Bucky O'Hare, but taller and hung out with Han and Chewie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the only green bunny I know of, is Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah, I think Bucky was, like, kind of inspired by this guy.
Oh, I
don't remember much about him other than that's what he reminded me of.
Yeah, Jackson.
Okay.
He looks real dumb.
So, wait, let me see.
Oh, it's loading. I clicked on it to make it bigger. Oh, he doesn't look as dumb there as he did in the outside picture.
He also looks like...
That's a decent art, actually.
Yeah. He looks kind of like the rabbit from Star Fox. Just green.
Right. This is the outside picture.
Door trap.
I saw that little picture there.
Door barrel.
That looks real dumb.
Yeah, it looks real dumb.
It looks like he has cancer in the everything.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Where'd he go? You guys weren't even looking at it.
I saw him kicking.
That wasn't what I was trying to show you.
No.
Where'd he go? How did that
happen? Barrel roll?
Yeah, he did a barrel roll out of existence, apparently.
Anyway. So, did you have anything more to add on?
No, I never read them.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
The artwork looked a lot different than what the end movies ended up being. I remember seeing Darth Vader in the cover photo, and he kind of looked like the Legion of Doom Lair from the Justice League cartoons.
Oh yeah, yeah. Fox
cartoons.
Yeah, there was this like green hue. I know which book you're talking about. It totally does look like that.
Yep. Star Wars.
Yep.
Yep. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So after the cartoons, after the original trilogy wrapped up, again, not a lot of material, especially considering we now live in an age where books are readily available, yep. Games come out every year, there's a new Star Wars movie every year.
Yep.
Not a whole lot apart from the toys, but they did roll out some role-playing games.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing those as a kid and wondering what they were about. Mm-hmm. Never got into them because I didn't know what role-playing games were.
Didn't we play one?
That was one of the newer ones, the Saga Edition.
Yeah,
but yeah,
we were there once.
I did. I created a character. I think.
Yeah, there was the D6 was their first one, I believe, if I recall right. And then they changed up to a D20 system, and then they kept with the D20 system, and then they had the Saga Edition. And now there's like three different renditions of the newest one, and. I don't know a ton about them. I'm not super keen on the way that they're currently doing everything, but because you have to get custom dice.
Oh, really?
For it, yeah. Like they made their own dice for it, and
that seems like a money grab.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, hey, look, instead of using the D20 system, D10 system, or D6 system that everybody already uses or already has the dice for. Let's get these other dice.
The D-droid system. They're shaped like droids.
No,
you gotta figure out what
they're standard, like, you know, D-8s and D-10s and D-6s and stuff like that. They've got weird symbols on them
that
you need for the game. Yeah.
That's dumb. No offense to Star Wars, but that's dumb.
But that's Fantasy Flight for you. So that's not really Star Wars themselves. That's that's the company that makes the games.
Right.
Because they do a lot of that stuff. I mean, even the tabletop game, the X-Wing has its own dice.
Hmm.
They're all D8s, but they have different symbols on them. So.
Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Don't die. You need some popcorn?
Yeah, I'll take some popcorn.
So, after that, again, like I said, there wasn't a whole lot apart from the role-playing games. The comics continued on for a while, and then they were bought up by Dark Horse, who published Star Wars comics for a really, really long time.
So they went from Marvel to DC.
Dark Horse.
Isn't Dark Horse owned by DC?
No.
I could have sworn Dark Horse was like a subsidiary of DC.
I don't believe so. I don't think two comic book companies are...
DC buys up a lot of comic book companies, but I don't know about Dark Horse. Because I think they bought Image, didn't they? Image? No,
that's some... They bought the rights to the Wildstorm universe.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So they bought a bunch of books that... Basically, most of Image's shared universe went over to DC.
Yep. Which... It'd be fun if they did more with that.
They're starting to.
Really?
Yeah. There's a miniseries called Wildstorm. Actually, I think it's an ongoing now, but... Yeah, it's introducing a lot of those characters.
I wish DC had an unlimited app like Marvel does. Because I'd like to read some DC comics, and I don't want to pay for individual issues anymore. Marvel has spoiled me.
Yeah, I'm sure they... Well, if you get the Hoopla streaming service...
Hoopla,
we've talked about it.
We have?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
On the podcast?
Actually, I think we have, but also, like, in person, in real life, we've talked about it. That's the, if you have a library card, you go on.
Okay, Dark Horse Comics' parent company is Marvel.
Huh.
Wow, I did not know that.
Huh.
Intriguing.
Hoopla's the library thing you were talking
Hoopla's
about.
Hoopla's the library thing. And that they actually... one
who listens to this will probably have access to, except for, like, the three or four people we know in real life.
Right. But, yeah, if you get that, they release a lot of like small press comic books same day, but they also release DC trades.
Okay.
So like they pretty much when a trade comes out, like the collection for the newest Batman or Batgirl, those are actually released, I think, if not same day, within like 24 hours of the print release.
Trades are how I prefer to read things, honestly, because then you just read the whole storyline in one go. While taking a dump.
Nice.
So,
yeah, most of the DC Rebirth stuff is on there, and they've got a lot of old stuff
too. I really want to read the DC Rebirth stuff. I hear it's really good.
Batman's been super good.
Anyway, Star Wars.
Yeah, back to Star Wars. Dark Horse took over the run. They did mostly miniseries for the longest time. Dark Empire is one that was really popular, really fairly infamous. Because it brought back the Emperor. It brought Palpatine as a clone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know about that storyline. That's how infamous it is. Yeah. I don't know most of the extended universe of Star Wars. I know about that. Go on.
No. Do you remember much about it?
No, that's all I know.
Okay, that's fair.
That there were a whole bunch of clones of the Emperor.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I know.
And Leia became a Jedi.
She did
some training, and from there just... Like I said, mostly it was miniseries, so you didn't have to necessarily read everything to get the feel of what was going on. They did a lot of Knights of the Old Republic storylines, too.
Yeah.
Which,
with all the random movies that they've been making in between the different stuff, they need to start making either a TV show or a movie series based on the Knights of the Old Republic.
I've heard that they are currently in the process of making a Star Wars themed TV show.
Is it going to be like how they were talking about the last time when they were going to make a TV show for it, and it was like, no Jedi?
Well, I don't know. They haven't exactly explained a lot about it yet, but it's supposed... They've said it's going to be Game of Thrones-esque, is what the only...
Lots of dying.
Yeah.
Lots of nudity.
Who knows what that means?
That's what Game of Thrones asked me. That's what lots of nudity, lots of people dying.
That's exactly what I said. I'm like, I don't like the dying. Yeah, that makes sense for Star Wars, but the nudity.
There's a lot of Twi'leks out there in the world.
Place. I know, but it seems out of place.
Does it though?
A little bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that like the whole slave Leia look.
Well, there's a lot of people who like Klingons mating too, and I didn't like it when I heard the Discovery did that. Did you hear about that?
No.
They showed Klingon nudity in Discovery. Like a full sex scene.
That's weird.
They showed everything, is my understanding. I don't know if they showed penetration.
I wouldn't think so, but dang.
Game of Thrones style, is my understanding.
I heard someone's, like, they dropped an F-bomb in them, and that shocked me. I was like, okay, so there are fewer censors on CBS All Access, apparently.
I think my understanding is they're like, well, we can basically do whatever we want here, so we're going to be HBO level.
Huh.
And I don't think that fits Star Wars, or Star Trek.
I don't think it fits either one, honestly. Either one,
so. We don't need to make everything dark and full of nudity.
Nope.
Certain stuff works. Game of Thrones works.
Yeah. That's what erotic fan fiction is for.
That's exactly
let's keep it there. Star Wars has always been intended for kids.
Yep.
And the fact that we as adults still appreciate it and enjoy it is just a nice byproduct, honestly.
Yeah.
So, but that does bring up kind of a question that I had, which is, I had a question.
Shoot. Han shot first.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yep.
We'll come back to that.
Technically, in the expanded universe, Chewie died first, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of Chewie still being alive and Han dead.
And Luke dead. Spoilers.
He's not dead. He just, like, bonded with the universe.
Spoilers.
Anywho, so, anyway, back to... That was actually going to be my question, was what stories, or what timelines, rather, do you think that they should explore as the films go on? I was going to kind of save this for the
Legacy end, era, because it's my favorite. I want Darth Krayt and Darth Talon and all their craziness with the other Darths that I don't always remember all the names for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, like, basically Reed Darth Krayt and his, like, whole retinue of Sith craziness.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah, I would like something...
I'm worried that they're not going to touch any of that.
I am, too. That's what I want, is I want to see something from the time where the Sith were a group and not just the rule of two. I want something where it's a full Sith versus Jedi war.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you had Sith academies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were tons of them everywhere. They had all, like, you know, the dark acolytes running around. And I still want them to do something with the Dathomir witches at some point, too. Come in riding on Rancors. Those people are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I was glad they used them in the Clone Wars.
The cartoon, yeah.
But, you know, I want some more with that. And I'd like them also with some of the expanded universe stuff. I'd like some of the other, like, Jedi orders that were brought up.
Because
there was, like, the Jedi Paladins or whatever that actually used guns.
Right.
But they basically used the blaster rifles to, like, deflect other blaster shots and do all sorts of crazy tricks. And then there was the Jen Sarai that were, like, heavily armored Jedis, and they always modeled their armor after different, like, alien creatures.
Right.
They looked amazing.
What were those? There's that one species that negates the Force where they go.
Oh! What are they called? Oh, gosh.
Are you talking the
Yuuzhan Vong
creatures?
No, yeah.
The Yuuzhan Vong.
Oh, okay.
They basically had Force dampening.
Yeah.
Which would suck if they ever brought in the other species, the Miraluka, which are all blind, but they use the Force to see.
I played as one of those guys.
Because then if the Yuuzhan Vong are there, they dampen the Force, so then they're literally blind.
Yep. Nice. See, that would be, if they do an old Republic type thing, having that, the blind species be there, being mostly Jedi, because if I remember right, they were...
Oh, they're super Force sensitive. Yeah, they were super Force sensitive. Because they used the Force to see.
And a lot of them were nicer people, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Would be really interesting is if they were protecting something for the Jedi at some point in the show, and they're like, ah, we're doing great. No one's ever gotten in here. And then the Yuuzhan Vong show up and just wipe them all out.
Yeah, because, they'd be useless at that point, because they couldn't use the Force. They couldn't see. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, also, like, I mean, I do hold some hope for some of the expanded universe, because Thrawn's already been brought in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was expanded universe.
Right. Thrawn was one of the first, like, true villains to come out of anything that was not in the films. Because yeah. I remember actually buying Heir to the Empire shortly after it came out. And it was super boring because I was a little kid and I didn't really understand it. But reading it later on when I was, could actually handle a book that size, it was really cool. And Thrawn was a really cool villain. And I'm really glad that they've taken his character and incorporated him.
I mean, they haven't done a lot with him, but he's there.
He's in Rebels, right?
He's in the most recent season.
I gotta catch up on Rebels.
Yeah, I haven't seen the newest one. Oh, well, I've seen like the first like two or three episodes.
It doesn't go to any streaming stuff yet, and I'm assuming Disney's holding out for when they start their own streaming service.
Most likely.
Even though they own 30% of Hulu, and apparently Fox also owns 30% of Hulu, so if Disney buys Fox, then Disney owns 60% of Hulu.
That's terrifying.
So it's like, why don't you just
make it Hulu? Just like make it a
I already pay for Hulu, you know?
Yeah,
right.
let's go with that. That'd be great for me.
Well, yeah, it'd be good for me, too, because I have Netflix and Hulu,
so. Star Wars!
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I think some of the characters could eventually be incorporated into what's considered canon now.
Yeah. I mean, I could still see them incorporating, what is it, Prince Xizor or whatever his name was? The
Prince Xizor?
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? I've always wondered.
Yeah.
It's like X-I something, but yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up at one point, and it
I just always said Xizor.
Yeah, it said Xizor is how it's pronounced. That's scissors. The only.
It sounds better than
scissors.
Yeah. But him and like the Black Sun Gang and all that stuff. I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, I mean they haven't done anything hardly in the timeline between Empire and Jedi. So Shadows of the Empire, the book that we're referring to, it could easily still be canon.
It could be. I really have a feeling that they're not going to go with a lot of stuff because I mean a lot of the. Going into Legacy era, it's the Descendants, which I mean, they could still end with the same Descendants.
Just I don't even have though a they've lot already, of hope for that.
Well, see, where they've already screwed up how because Luke's gone, so obviously he's not going to get hooked up with Mara Jade and have kids,
right? Unless it happened at some point we haven't seen yet.
Yeah,
true.
But still, technically, she's supposed to be the one to kill him.
Yeah,
and obviously that doesn't happen.
Maybe he'll regenerate.
And then, Han and Leia were supposed to have three kids, technically.
Right.
Not one.
Yeah. And you could...
Han's slightly dead.
Right.
Well, but...
And you could do without the third kid, because...
He died anyway, so... But still, there were two. And then... Because, I mean, it all eventually ended with, what was it, Cade Skywalker? Down the line.
Yeah, Cade was Luke's descendant in the Star Wars Legacy comic.
Yeah,
which is different from Legacy that we're referring to, which is what they call all the books and everything now.
Yeah.
That they're not canon.
Because that was the Legacy era originally. Mm-hmm. But and that's where all the Yuuzhan Vong and stuff came in.
Yeah.
Too. That's why I'm like, all that's probably all gone.
Yeah, probably. We can hope, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, they could still end up with somehow a Cade Skywalker-esque character down the line. I love the fact that he ran around with a double-barrel shotgun, too.
Yeah. I have that toy somewhere.
Nice.
Around here.
Those are some cool characters in that book.
Yeah. Star Wars!
Yep. So, any other books or anything in particular that we've kind of talked about that you guys think are... rather noteworthy?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. We didn't talk too much about some of the video games, I guess. We could talk a little bit about...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I love both Knights of the Old Republic games. Right. Those were phenomenal.
I've always been a big Battlefront guy myself.
Yeah, the original Battlefront.
Yeah, not the new ones.
Battlefront, the original Battlefront 2 was phenomenal. The new ones... Like, I didn't mind Star Wars Battlefront when I got it for the PS4.
Right.
I didn't like the fact that there wasn't a campaign mode, which is one of the things they did in the second one that's out now. But I've heard a lot of people say multiple different things. I've never played the game, so I don't know. But I heard them say that at one point there was a lot of microtransactions for things. then other people were saying, oh, well, no, it's like, it works like this. You actually just do all the stuff. It's not that hard to unlock certain characters like they were saying originally. You can't just outright buy Darth Vader like people were saying. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't invested enough time to really care because I don't plan on getting the game.
Right.
But I did hear that it has a campaign mode, which is cool because I like campaign modes of games.
Yeah. I remember the campaign from Battlefront 2 was so much fun because you could play like all the way, you're just some random stormtrooper. You don't play as a main guy, really. Yeah. And you can play like from the beginning of the Empire to the very end of the Empire. It's great.
Nice. Those are fun games.
My favorite. Which is weird because normally, like actual like flying around spaceships and doing things like that, I never really cared for.
Right.
But I love the dogfighting.
Yeah, Battlefront 2. That's a lot of fun.
And it was always great. I loved hopping in an X-Wing or TIE Fighter or whatever I was flying at the time.
Right.
Go land on an enemy's base and run around inside their base just like shooting people and destroying their their energy cores and trying to get out before it all blew up.
Yeah.
That was more fun than just actually dogfighting, but it was like, yeah! I'm gonna assault you!
Star Wars.
Because it was great. You fly in and land and be like, pew, 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 pew. Let's hop out the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Start mowing down some people.
There are also the Force Unleashed games.
Those are a lot of fun. The first one was a lot of fun. I haven't played the second one.
The second one.
I did enjoy, back in the day, Jedi Academy 2. I don't think I ever played the first one.
I don't know what that is.
What's that? I remember
that game. I played it on, I think, PC. Years ago, like, I mean, I was probably middle school, maybe? I don't know. It was a long time ago. Rebel Commandos was a fun game. Well, yeah, it's basically, I'm trying to remember, right? Was it basically like the New Jedi Order that Luke had set up?
Yeah, that's how I
remember. And you were part of that academy?
Right.
I was like, I'm trying to remember because it's been so long.
Right. Yeah, because at that point, I don't think the prequels were out, so it was...
Yeah.
I mean, they were just kind of mining whatever ideas were already out there.
Yeah. And then, like I started to say, Rebel Commandos was fun.
Right.
I always wanted to play their first online subscription... based
right
game. What was it, like
Galaxies?
Galaxies or whatever. Like, I actually still somewhere in a box randomly have a collector set from that a buddy of mine gave me, because he bought it and he was like, I don't know if I want to play this or not, and just gave it to me. I was like, okay, thanks, man. But I didn't have any way to pay for a subscription like that at the time, so I just had the stuff, and then eventually they shut down the servers and everything on it. But
I didn't even hear about it until after it was all shut down.
Yeah, but the Star Wars Old Republic game that you can still play now is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I go back to it every so often, it's a blast to play, but I had, like, one friend that I usually ever play with when I'm on there, and I'm like, it'd be cool if I had a lot of people that I was running around with doing stuff, but just mostly running around by myself a lot.
Yeah. It's
kind of boring, but yeah, I always wanted to play that it was, like, Galactic Empires or something like that, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I remember that one, too.
Yeah, was it Galactic Empires or the first one? I'm trying to remember, but it was, like, You could literally be almost like anything. Like, if you wanted to be a Twi'lek dancer,
right?
You could go be a Twi'lek dancer and go dance in the dance hall. Like, you could do whatever you wanted. And it was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, never really got a chance to play it.
Oh, well. Yeah. We'll have to build a time machine.
Oh, yeah.
Just to do that.
You know what? Like, how they have all the WoW hack servers where you can go back and play...
Vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla and other things like that. I bet there's probably some of those old Star Wars ones out there.
Probably.
Oh, I bet you can.
Just find one of those and hop on and actually play it.
Yep, by yourself.
Well, usually those things, they actually have people playing.
That's true.
Because in the various different old school, like, vanilla WoW servers that I played on, even in the past year or so, like, there's lots of people on there.
Right. That's cool. Yeah, I think Nick wanted to do that. Get on the vanilla WoW server.
Oh my gosh, dude, leveling is so much slower.
Oh, like, yeah, I don't remember.
You don't think about it, but, like, I mean, back when I played it originally, I was like, oh, yeah, this isn't bad, but going back to after how they've done it now to where, like, within a day you could be max level almost, and you go through there, it's like, I've been playing for 8 hours and I'm level 10.
Yeah. No, I remember the first time I made it to level 40 with a character.
I was so accomplished. Yeah. And then I also realized I was too broke to be able to afford a mount. Yeah, I was like, I can finally get a mount. I was like, oh, I've got like 2 gold, and it cost me like 40 gold for the training and 100 gold for the horse. Oh, what am I going to do?
If I remember right, my first to 40 was a paladin, so I had to go through the paladin quest to get my mount.
No.
Because it was back before you could buy a paladin mount.
I was a dwarf hunter, so, you know, being able to...
World of Warcraft!
Yeah, being able to afford to buy a ramp was, ridiculous. Yeah. But Star Wars. But we're supposed to be talking about
it. Can't imagine us digressing into something else.
Yeah.
Never.
Nope.
Star Wars.
Yep. That too.
What did you even say?
I don't know. I had a little stroke.
Obviously.
Side effect of the carbonite poisoning. Yep.
Oh, okay.
What were we talking about? Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What were you trying to?
Video games. I think that's... the majority of them.
I guess.
The majority of the ones I played were like on the Nintendo. So like Super Star Wars and those were hard as hell, but they were fun.
There was that pod racing game for the Nintendo 64.
Oh, I remember that one too.
Now this is pod racing.
I actually had on my Sega Genesis, I got the 32X or whatever attachment for the Sega Genesis, and the only 32X game I ever owned was like a Star Wars TIE Fighter game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the graphics were horrible. Like, I even thought they looked crappy when I had it as a little kid.
So it's literally just a box flying in another box.
But that was the thing, though. It was supposed to be twice the graphics of a regular Sega.
Right. But it wasn't.
I don't understand why it looked so bad. No, it didn't make any sense to me.
Pixels. Does that mean anything?
I mean, there's lots of them.
64 bits.
Well, it wasn't a 64, because that's the Nintendo 64.
32-bit.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any other... I know there's other Star Wars games out there.
Right.
Because, like, on Steam, there's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
Ton of them. I think there's actually a Shadow of the Empire game, isn't there?
There was.
I'm trying to remember if I've actually ever played it. I think I technically own it on Steam. I don't know if I've ever played it.
Yeah.
Right.
When that book came out, like, they had a whole kind of media thing about it.
Yeah, there was a comic book, mm-hmm. there was regular books, there were the toys.
Yep.
Because that's when I first started learning about a lot of things, but... Because I had the Chewbacca... disguised as a bounty hunter.
Mm-hmm. And he has that weird axe.
Yeah, and he's like got patch, camo. He's got like a mullet, basically, because it looks like he's got a flat top, but then the long hair, so it looks like a mullet. I know they weren't trying to go for a mullet.
Right.
It looked like a Wookiee mullet. He was like Dog the Bounty Hunter before Dog the Bounty Hunter came out.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool look.
Maybe that's where Dog the Bounty Hunter got the idea. You know what I want to be when I grow up?
Chewbacca as a bounty hunter.
This guy right here, do this to my hair. But no, do it. You're going to look dumb. I don't care.
It'll be my trademark look. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody ended up with a trademark look that they hated. Because, I mean, Bob Ross hated his fro.
Yeah.
But he kept it because it was his signature look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so I'm trying to... Okay, so I'm talking about comic books. Some.
Yeah.
We talked about the video old games. Because, I mean, there's a lot of the different runs of comic books, even throughout the 90s, that were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because I like the, oh gosh, it was Crimson something.
Crimson Empire?
Crimson Empire, that's right.
They did a few of those.
Yeah.
I don't really
I only really read the first series of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really liked them. But it was... But I always, like, I've always been more of, like, a trooper type person, and you know, I like the Royal Guards and the basically it was like the elite Royal Guards, which is like the Royal Guards were already supposed to be the elite,
right? So
but
these were the best of the elite. Best of the best.
Yeah.
No, there was some fun stuff. They actually did eventually do some more comedic books. There was one called Tag and Vink Are Dead, which followed these two random guys.
I don't know
that one at all. It was like two issues, and then they did a one-shot where they actually got killed.
Nice.
But they were, I can't remember, I think they were Rebel, they were with the Rebel Alliance, they were disguised as Stormtroopers. They at one point were disguised as TIE fighter pilots, so that kind of justified inserting them into random plot points in the films.
Right.
But it was just the idea that it was done like kind of like Hamlet, where you're seeing it from Rosencrantz and Guildenstern's point of view. If you know Hamlet at all.
Nope.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know these names.
Fair enough.
Why the hell would I know actual cultured information?
So these were this. It was like. Just the original trilogy from the point of these two idiots.
Right.
And it was really fun. I think it was actually, if I remember correctly, it was written by the guy who did Troops, which was the Star Wars Cops parody.
That's awesome.
It is really good. I would actually consider that part of the expanded universe because it's on YouTube, I'm sure. You could probably find it on there. I had it on VHS for a long time because that's how you used to see this kind of stuff back in the day before the internet, is you bought bootleg VHS tapes from a scuzzy guy in a bowling alley that was disguised as a comic book convention.
Right.
True story.
Yep.
Huh.
Comic books.
Yep.
Was that your job, Pony, with the scuzzy guy?
No! I mean, I might have sold some bootleg stuff at one point, but...
He's the scuzzy guy now.
Not now. I legitimately sell things to people now.
Yeah. Okay, that's
fine. Out of a store.
Yeah, that I work at.
In the back.
That's
well, I mean...
This guy's the company.
There are things that we store in the back, yeah, but I mean, it's a product that we legitimately sell.
Brought to you by Batman.
I mean, we actually have a whole Star Wars just like section.
That's true. I spend a lot of time in that section, actually.
Yeah. So. He comes in and sees me at work all the time.
I saw you that one time.
Yeah. And you were looking for something we didn't have.
I bought a Dragon Ball.
I know.
Now I just need six more. Because I pointed it out to you.
You're not supposed to buy them. You're supposed to go out and look for them.
Well, it was either that or steal it, because it was there.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
That is valid. Probably not
there
steal.
Only seven. I needed this. That was the 7-star ball. I need the other 6 now.
Did you get the 7-star?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know we had the 4-star.
When did you have the 4-star?
I thought I pointed out the 4-star to you.
You only had one when I was there.
Oh, you were talking about that. I was talking about the plushie ones.
Oh, no, never mind. I'm talking about the real ones.
We actually...
The ones that can grant wishes.
Yeah.
I wanted to say we actually had a full set of 7. Like, they might have been slightly smaller. I'm not sure if we still had them when you came in, though.
Okay. Star Wars.
Yep. So, I didn't really have much else on the comic book side of things. I did kind of want to talk more about what is considered canon... Now?
I don't know. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know if it's canon or not, because the expanded universe was actually the most stuff that I focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, I never read any of the Rogue Squadron stuff. I never got into, I mean, I technically have all the, well, not all, but I have at least the first, like, 14 books in the Young Jedi series.
I remember those.
I've not read any of them.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting on my bookshelf
with
a lot of books that I've never read. But, I all my knowledge is pretty much from Expanded Universe.
Expanded Universe, got it.
If I can not die while hiccuping. But, so a lot of the stuff that I know is pretty much thrown out the window.
That window.
Yeah.
Over there.
Pretty much all the windows.
All right, so...
And that is the one downside to the fact that we are getting new movies and we've got comics and all this. But
they had so much that they could choose. I mean, there was a lot to choose from. You didn't really have to change up a ton of stuff and make it work. I mean, I understand they wanted the iconic characters to still be there. And, I mean, they could have, but they could have run with a cloned version of Palpatine mm-hmm. and him sending mm-hmm. out his right-hand person, Mara Jade, to kill Luke and then end up marrying him.
And then...
having kids and then eventually killing him in the end anyway, but...
Science.
Yeah.
So I used to... play Star Wars in my backyard with my friends.
Uh-huh.
Is that canon?
I think so.
Yeah, I knew it.
Because good chances are you were playing as characters that are still in existence.
Kind of. We played that. Like I was. You know how Dungeons and Dragons work, where there's a DM.
Yeah.
When I used to play imaginary games with my friend, I was the DM.
Yeah, I know you DM made up every stuff.
So I was Luke Skywalker in the future, training the next generation of Jedi.
So it was basically the Jedi Academy.
Yeah.
Which technically nice. Would still be canon because he did have his... I mean, they kind of glossed mm-hmm. over it in Episode 7. And right. then it was yeah. like... Because they were just like, oh, he was training Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like all they really made it seem like. He was only training them until the newest one. Which, there's already been tons of spoilers. But spoilers... He was training Ben with a bunch of others. Ben killed a bunch of the other kids and then fled with the other group. But we don't know what ever happened
to them. I wish we knew more about that.
Yeah. And I'd still like to know what the heck's up with the, what is it, the Knights of Ren?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because before Episode 7 even came out, I was looking at one of the visual guidebooks for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it showed the Knights of Ren.
Right.
A group of people. Like, there was pictures of them.
Yeah. I would also like to know what they
are. And it's still not there.
Yeah.
So what the heck's going on?
I don't know.
I just...
They haven't... That was my one thing, is they didn't really explain
anything
in the new movie, and uh-huh. just added a lot more questions.
But the problem was...
this next movie's going to be full of garbage.
And see, and that was one of the things that I complained the most about the newest movie, and people were like, well, what do you mean? Then I'm like, they went in too many directions.
Yeah.
That was the... their biggest downfall. They didn't really focus on anything, and they went everywhere,
right?
But nowhere at the same time because they went everywhere.
No answers, only more questions.
Yeah, tons of extra questions. The only question that I wanted answered at the time that I don't care about now is, who is Snoke?
Right.
Doesn't matter, he's dead.
Yeah, who cares now? Spoilers.
I'd still still like to know a little bit, like, where did he come from? How did he get the power? Yeah. I mean, how does he have
such good grasp of the Force?
I understand no matter once you have your dark side people wiped out, the dark Force latches on to somebody.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, like, where did he come from? How did he get there? Right. What's going on? Why are you misleading us by saying the Last Jedi? Now there's tons of other Force users.
Yeah, they'll probably have a comic explain where Snoke came from.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, because, and really, that's what a lot of the EU was all about, was exploring plot holes not necessarily plot holes, but fleshing out things from the film.
Because it might not have been a plot hole, but you're like, I still want this answered. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And then they explained it, and it's like, oh, makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Star Wars is brought to you by Nuka-Cola. Drink it or die.
Drink it and die?
Yeah, a little of both.
Unless you got Radaway.
Unless you got some Radaway. I haven't played
or a lot of
Fallout 4 recently.
But you've been playing a lot of Ark.
Yeah, I've been doing like non-stop video gaming when I'm at home. And occasionally working on that comic I'm supposed to be working on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started diagramming.
Good. Putting out layouts?
Yeah, that one.
There we go.
Made it to like page 4. Of not actually putting in effort, just drawing what little stick figures to make word bubbles. So we'll see how that goes. Star Wars.
Yeah.
.com.
God. Actually, it's force.net if you're going to get technical. Huh?
Okay.
I haven't been there in a while, actually. Just never since the new movies. Mm-hmm. So, but...
what if StarWars.com's a thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
So
no. You guys will enjoy the sound of silence until we start speaking again.
Probably.
Starting now.
Probably.
So that's the thing.
It is?
Yeah.
It's, I'm glad you found it that quickly, because I was like, I was going to be silent until it happened.
But it appears to be owned by Disney.
Makes sense.
Go figure that one out.
But yeah, with a lot of the stuff becoming now the Star Wars legacy,
right,
all existing in the multiverse, essentially, for Star Wars, there are some things that are considered canon.
Wait, this part of the multiverse?
Well, I mean...
So is Deadpool going to pop up? I want Deadpool to pop up.
Not the Marvel multi-universe.
It's still the multiverse.
I got to tell you guys about something I heard about earlier today.
What?
I was watching this video on What Culture. It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do top 10 countdowns, basically. And they're doing a top 10 countdown of future plans for canceled TV shows that were canceled too soon.
Yeah.
And the number one was Firefly, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about Whedon's future plans. And apparently, he had said that if the show had made it to a season 6, then the crew would have came across, they would have gone to a bar and came across Spike from Angel and Buffy.
Huh.
Which means Firefly and Buffy exist in the same universe.
Interesting.
Yes.
Huh.
That was the whole story.
No, that's cool. I like it.
Who owns all that stuff?
Who, Buffy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fox?
Is it Fox?
I think so.
Well, I was thinking Firefly was on Fox, and that's why it got canceled, because Fox sucks.
Yeah, they cancel everything. Like Buffy. Not Buffy.
Well, no, they did. It was never on there, but I think it was just 20th Century Fox. Yeah. The fact that show got 2 seasons is amazing, though. Mm-hmm. But now I want to talk about what is still considered canon, which is like Clone Wars and Rebels, which we talked a little bit about, but not a whole lot. 20th
Century Fox.
So, for the uninitiated, have you guys watched much of either of those?
Of what? I wasn't listening.
Clone Wars and Rebels.
I've watched all of Clone Wars.
So have I.
And I've watched the first season of Rebels.
I've watched all but the newest season of Rebels.
Okay.
So, what, 2 seasons? I don't know. They're on a 3rd or 4th season now? Something like that?
It's season 4. Because is going to be the last one.
Okay, because whatever the newest one is, like, I don't think I've seen any of it, other than maybe an episode or two. So maybe I have seen 3 seasons? I know I've seen 2 for sure.
Star Wars.
And those are quality programs. Like, yeah. If Clone Wars, if the prequel movies had been anything like the Clone Wars TV show,
right,
it would have been way better.
Oh, yeah. No, the Clone Wars TV show was amazing. And I think part of it was because it didn't always follow Luke Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, though. Uh-huh. Like, a lot of the stories were just from the point of view of the troopers. And a lot of the stories were point of view of Obi-Wan, who's, let's face it, the better character.
Yeah.
And it had Snips. Snips is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Ahsoka is one of my absolute favorite characters in the Star Wars universe now. She's awesome.
Ugh.
But no, and that actually had, like, the best version of Anakin.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Anakin I wanted to see in the movie.
Oh, yes. Even with that, I didn't really care for him. But he's still way better than what he was in the movies.
Well, Snips is even in Rebels.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, Snips. Like Snips / Ahsoka is Anakin's Padawan learner.
Right.
Because...
he's not mentioned at all in the movies for some reason.
Well, I wonder why.
Because technically she didn't exist until after episode 3 happened, but...
yeah.
Then he was Darth Vader.
And then she had already left the Jedi Order, that's...
You know what they could have done is Rogue One. Mm-hmm. He could have been, like, fighting and killing all the people at the end. It's like, they just looked out the window and was like, I miss Snips.
That would have been great.
Yep. And everyone who doesn't watch any of the cartoons is like, what the hell is he talking about? And us nerds are like, peeing ourselves. Yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy for it. I would not be peeing myself.
I might pee myself.
Though, I would also enjoy, like, if they decided with the random extra movies that they're making, do one on Starkiller.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's other apprentice.
Yeah. When he was Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the Force Unleashed games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could even just get that actor who's model. They've used like him as a model. And I think he was the voice actor too.
Probably.
Yep. He's still youngish. He could still probably play himself.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Star Wars.
Yeah. So actually, going off on the films, we didn't talk. When we covered the movies, we didn't talk about Rogue One really at all.
Rogue One.
I would consider that part of the EU just because, even though it is canon, it has nothing. I shouldn't say it has nothing to do, but it has doesn't fit add in with the. It adds to the story, yeah. But it is not a, really a
it's,
part.
It's giving the plans to Leia,
right?
We give to R2. We give to Luke.
We saw that.
But the official Star Wars saga is. Right. Of course, the prequels, the original trilogy, and now episode 7, 8, 9, and whatever. But Rogue One being a Star Wars story,
right.
Technically it's expanded because it's not part of the sequential.
And it is by far the best movie of Star Wars
out there. I wish...
It is good.
I wish some of them would have survived. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Everybody that we are introduced to in Rogue One dies.
Yeah,
literally every single new character dies in that movie,
and it was phenomenal.
It is a good movie, and it is sad.
I just wanted the Alan Tudyk robot to live. Like everyone else can die, I don't care.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would have wanted him and
the blind guy,
Shinroot Inwe. Yeah,
yeah,
the blind guy.
Those are my two favorite characters. Everyone else can die. Who cares?
But I mean, it was Donnie Yen.
Yeah,
using the Force to be amazing at martial arts.
It was really good. Yeah. That's a good movie. Anyway, they steal the plans to the Death Star. No, they don't steal it. They get the plans to the Death Star. No, they steal it, right? They hear about the plans. They go
get and
steal
them,
it.
And then they basically radio them out.
And then they explode when Death Star hits them with a little bit of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they blow up this... I don't remember if it's the whole... It's not really a planet. It was more of a... Right. Was it a moon?
I think it was a planet, but they didn't destroy the planet. They just wiped out like that side of the planet because they were like, "Well, we're saving our full load for Alderaan for some reason," because that's what the movie said. It was our first use of it or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
right.
So they were testing it out or whatever.
So they just kind of went, "Let's just use a little power and wipe out this whole side of the planet that's facing us."
Uh-huh. Yep, where all of our surviving characters are just hanging out.
All two of them, I think, at that point? Maybe three?
No, it was Jyn and Cassian. They were the last ones.
Yes, because everyone else had died.
Their only hope for escape was Bodhi, and he got taken out in the ship with a grenade.
Yeah.
So as soon as he was gone, it's like, okay, well, there's not much hope left.
Yep.
And then they just embraced while a nuclear explosion blew them away.
Yeah.
And that's where Fallout 4 starts.
Pretty much. So Fallout 4 is canon.
Yep.
In the Fallout universe.
Right. So
Star Wars.
So with Rogue One, where it's going to be part of the first part of the anthology series. Next one is going to be Solo, which comes out this year.
Honestly, not looking forward.
Yeah, I've never cared about Han Solo.
I just don't want them to ruin him.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's already one of those things. They've already pointed out that all the fancy flying was just Chewbacca this whole time.
True.
I mean, it wasn't even Han.
Yeah.
He wasn't even the pilot.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Chewie was.
Yeah, he's just the guy who can speak common.
He translated.
Basic.
Basic is the terminology for common. But, it's like he was Chewie's translator. That's about it.
See, I'm worried that they're just going to add stuff to Han that doesn't need to be added, and it's just going to make it dumb.
Probably. But, I mean, Rogue One was phenomenal.
True.
Uh-huh.
Now, if they do a young Obi-Wan story...
Yeah, that would be great.
I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's kind of the movie everybody seems to want.
Yeah.
And
so it won't happen.
No.
Because everybody wants it.
Oh, it's Disney, though. They generally will eventually give you what you want.
Do they?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something where I haven't gotten.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think as long as they can get Ewan McGregor at least to play him for the majority of it.
I think he'll do it.
Yeah.
just getting a good story. I'll write them a story.
I would too.
I think they already have plans to do it. This is my opinion. They already have plans to do it. They're saving it for later because you're going to find out that Obi-Wan was Rey's grandpa.
See, and I know a lot of people have said that. I was really hoping that she was going to be a Skywalker. Hmm. Because I was hoping that that was going to carry on the Skywalker name.
Right.
Which would then still lead to the possibility of a Cade Skywalker somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Well, Rey, not Rey. Ben. Oh, wait, no, he's a Solo, isn't
he? Yeah, he's a Solo.
You're right, there aren't any more Skywalkers.
Not by last name, he's still a Skywalker.
Yeah, he's a Skywalker by blood because of Leia, but he's Solo, he's not a Skywalker.
True.
Maybe Luke has a little bastard somewhere.
Could be.
We'll find out eventually.
Yeah. So, what other films would you guys like to see? I know we kind of talked about, exploring different avenues.
With I want to see Obi-Wan. I want the Knights of the Old Republic to be more of a TV show.
I think that would actually work out better.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Build the world a little more.
I would like, in all honesty, a Republic Commandos. Hmm. Something like that, a Special Forces group going in. And I'd love them to actually have the four main guys from that as well.
Right.
I'd love to have...
Hey, do we know what happened to Commander Cody?
No.
In the Star Wars?
Well, see, and that's another thing.
I don't know what happened to those guys.
I've been trying to remember this whole time. There was a book, I started reading at one point, and I don't, I rented it from the library.
Right.
Or checked it out, whatever. And I only read part of it, and then I checked it back in, and I never got it back to get it again. And I don't remember what it was called, but it was talking about one of the commandos that afterwards just kind of went on his way because they age quicker because, they quickly matured. So, it had only been so long, but they were almost like old men by now, which was cool because, in Rebels, spoilers, at one point, some of the guys pop up in there and they're old men.
Right.
So, but, I'd like to have some stories following some of the commandos afterwards, or all the clone troopers, not even just the commandos, but different ones like Commander Cody and
Rex,
and which I know some of what happens to Brother Rex.
I think A-Ball died, right?
I want to say yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think A-Ball and Fives are dead.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's
dumb. Okay. But yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of different ones that it'd be kind of cool just to see some of their stuff, what they did afterwards.
Right.
I'd love to have kind of something focused more on the Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they kind of jumped over that a lot in the Clone Wars cartoon, even. There was a full arc that was just about the Mandalorians, but it was about the Mandalorians now, not so much in the Mandalorian War that we heard about.
Oh, yeah.
Be really cool.
The Mandalorian War would be amazing.
Yep.
And I've always liked all the different Mandalorian characters they've ever brought up in anything. Because, Sabine Wren, she's amazing.
She's awesome.
There was one of the guys, and I don't remember if it was KOTOR 1 or 2, that, one of the guys you could pick up and take with you, I want to say it was a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He was, some heavy weapons type guy. But
right.
He was a Mandalorian. I've always liked those characters that pop up in whatever. It's just so focusing on the Mandalorians would be amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
But closest
we'll probably get is they'll probably make a Boba Fett movie.
I don't want a Boba Fett movie.
I like Boba Fett how he was supposed to be.
Right.
A mysterious bounty hunter with a cool voice before he was a clone.
Well,
he's a baby clone who watches real daddy getting murdered.
Yep. I'm not his real daddy. His real daddy was a test tube,
his genetic copy machine.
Yeah.
Star Wars, y'all. Right.
So, yeah. I'm just down for a new Star Wars movie every year. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be fun? A kind of a kid's show having to do with younglings. Like, not yeah. like, oh, it's a kid's show, like, Star Wars is happening. Just, like, kids running around being younglings at the Jedi Temple. When
you know, like, before, going, basically going to school, you know, being taught by Yoda and
yeah.
Mace and yeah. a lot of the other random Master Jedis that were there at the time.
Right. That'd be fun.
Kind of like Hogwarts mm-hmm. for Jedis.
Yeah. I want that now. I want that a lot. Hogwarts for Jedi. Oh, that would be so good.
The Jedi.
Someone give me J.K. Rowling. I'm sure she'll write it for us.
She'll do a Star Wars.
She'll do a Star yeah. Wars. That'd be cool. That'd be really cool now. Damn it. I'm sad. Anyway.
Again, that's what... I was gonna hopefully say, that's somebody. What, that's what fan fiction is for, not yeah. the not
hopefully
the other
somebody
kind of
through you know whatever outlet of something that's owned by Disney
uh-huh.
will hear this and they'll be like, dude, that is a good idea, yeah. and they'll run up the ladder and they'll be like, yeah, let's do this.
Right.
I don't even care if they use our ideas. Go for it. Make it. Do it.
On this one especially, yeah. Make that. If you want us to help, we will definitely. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But you don't need us. Just nope. make it. Harry Potter. With Jedis.
I mean...
That'd be a heck of a legacy.
Jedis are basically wizards anyway.
Yeah.
They're space wizards.
Yeah. Ah, that'd be so cool. Just don't make them all humans. Like, the main character's all humans. I hate it when they do that.
Yeah, yeah. like, have people like Kit Fisto and Ki-Adi Mundi and Plo Koon and yeah. all the different races.
Yeah.
I want to see a Jawa Jedi.
Ooh. That'd be dumb.
It would be dumb, but I'm gonna say
die.
It.
Quit. They're the Neville. The Neville Long. Do you guys know Star Harry Potter?
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. But Neville though eventually became useful in the yeah. end. So
this one could become useful in the end. But I want for the first like 9 movies for this guy to be the guy that's like, you suck.
yeah.
Sand person or whatever.
Tusken Raider. Yeah,
Tusken Raider Jedi would be cool. They actually had one in the Dark Horse comics too.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
But Star Wars.
Yes. So that is our cap on the Star Wars month. A couple weeks
late
but anyway.
Star Wars month / part of January.
So if you guys if there's anything that you didn't hear us talk about that you'd like to hear again sometime, let us know. You can hit us up on the Twitters at NerdDumpPodcast.
Yeah, because I'm sure that if you want to hear more about Star Wars, I'm sure we'd be willing to talk about Star Wars again.
Yep. We've got another movie coming out later this year. I'm sure we'll be talking about it then.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep. So, for now, I am I'm Cameron. You can find me at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm Cody. You can find me at The Cody Whack.
And I'm Honey, and you can find me at Viking Honey.
If you like this episode and you want to hear more, or you have been listening to more, you should totally hit us up on iTunes and give us a rating, subscribe, do all of these things to get us a little more attention and help maybe keep the lights on and at the Nerd Dump headquarters. You can also find us on Facebook and talk to us there. As for now... we'll be signing off, but we will be back next week with our recap on 2017. We will be talking about all of the things that we liked from last year. It will be our shortest episode yet. So,
FYI, 2017 kind of sucked.
Yeah, 2018 hasn't been that great, but, you know, is at least... Well, I'm not going to...
There's always hope.
Yeah.
Don't jinx it, guys.
Yeah.
It just started.
Yep.
That's what I said. There's always hope.
Yeah. There's a, yeah.
Hopefully, I've already started making movements in the right direction, finally.
Bowel movements.
And other movements.
Poopy. Toilet. Flush. Yeah. End of episode. Bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.